starting the 4 o'clock hour a little late, but Aronde Gadsden was great as always. Let me start with the stock market report sponsored by Miami Lakes Auto Mall, Kendall Mall, Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Trading in October, not off to the best start, gentlemen. Tensions in the Middle East and people worried about the port strikes as well. S&P 500 fell today. The NASDAQ composite shed 4% and the Dow was down 7% or 285 points. So
I'm down 0.3%.
What do you always say, Crowder?
Get them back tomorrow.
Yes, sir. I don't know how likely that is, but we'll get them back tomorrow. Maybe. We'll get him
back. Yeah, the dock worker stopped. I went and bought $600 worth of meat last night and toilet paper and tissue and all.
I did go to Publix yesterday. I did see that. A lot of people stocking up, first of all, gas, but apparently the gas won't be affected by this. But I saw a lot of people, again, stocking up on toilet paper and essentials yesterday. I saw one person with literally a cart filled with toilet paper and paper towel rolls, a cart filled with it. And
what I did.
Yeah.
It's over here as a FEMA shelter in my house right now. I got so much paper towels and toilet paper, man, it's crazy. And my whole freezer in the garage is filled with meat. We set to go.
All right. You're like a doomsday prepper almost right now. If you need seasoning, meat, or toilet paper, just look for Crowder and Davey.
Listen, he's got one of those shelters with a vaulted door where you got to turn the big wheel and it locks shut. It's nuclear bomb proof.
Listen, we got a bunch of meat. If you have meat, you need Crowder Powder, crowderpowder.com. Go in there and order your
So what's the deal tonight, Crowder? Your Instagram is at official Crowder, or is that your Twitter handle? Your Instagram is just Channing Crowder?
I really don't know what all that is.
Oh boy, no, we're off to a good start here. I'm trying to plug your Instagram Live tonight because you have a big announcement on Instagram Live tonight.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
So I gotta go to profile.
I got you tonight. It's 7 p.m. right, Crowder? It's a big, a big announcement that has to do with Crowder Powder, his seasonings line tonight, 7 p.m. at Channing Crowder or at Crowder Powder. And you can interact with Channing Crowder. So I want a ton of people who listen to the show to go and support our dude, Channing Crowder.
Appreciate. I have enough interaction with Crowder for the day. Probably won't
7 p.m. tonight, Josh. Come on, ask some questions, brother. Channing Crowder on Instagram. And, yeah, I'll be live 7 p.m. And they said it's like a little scroll of people talking to you.
Yeah,
we'll figure this thing out.
I'm sure it'll go smoothly. Yeah, I'm absolutely sure it'll go totally smoothly.
I'll be sitting in the same exact position I am now.
Let's do our fantasy football report. Fantasy football reports on WQAM are sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly. Crowder, are you still planning on starting Jonnu Smith? Because I know you told us that you had drafted Jonnu Smith in your fantasy league. I have told you I don't want to hear the words Jonnu Smith and package together in a sentence ever again until it gets proven on the field. But I'm wondering, at some point, you must have went and claimed somebody off waivers, right? Because there's no way you can still start Jonnu Smith in fantasy as your starting tight end.
I can't. So I had George Kittle, and I had Jonnu at the flex. But I went and got the big head white boy from Las Vegas, Bowers, the guy from Georgia. I went and got him, too, because Jonnu, as I saw the first couple games. So, yeah, I do believe Jonnu is a talent if you can utilize him, but – yeah, this is a big fantasy league, man. I can't start Jonnu on this league. I went and got Raheem Mostert, too.
I've got, in one of my leagues, I have Jahmyr Gibbs and Alvin Kamara as my two running backs. This is riveting for everybody, I'm sure. But Gibbs is on a bye, and I've got Devon Achane also. And I'm legitimately thinking, I can't imagine telling myself that I would have done this 4 weeks into the season, but Jerome Ford is my other bench running back. I'm legitimately contemplating starting Jerome Ford over Devon Achane this weekend because of how awful that Dolphins offense has been.
And it's legit. I got Jonnu. I drafted Jonnu. Like, Jonnu was a target. He was a target for me. And I'm not a great GM. Me and Chris Greer are about on the same level right now.
By the way, there are some roster moves. We'll get to headlines here with Appel in a second. Hawk is off today. If you're just joining us, he will be back tomorrow. We'll have our Football Friday show. We'll get you ready for Canes on Saturday. We'll get you ready for Dolphins Patriots, even if we do so begrudgingly on Sunday, and a full slate of NFL and college football this weekend. The Dolphins did place Jalen Phillips on the injured reserve list. He's going to be out for the rest of the season, so no surprise. They also signed linebacker Tyus Bowser to the active roster from Seattle's practice squad. So
great name.
Excellent name.
It's a great name.
Good analysis. Yeah.
Can he play? Have you ever seen him play?
Sure.
No.
I used to love Bowser on Mario Kart.
Yeah.
This from Marcel Louis Jacques. Tyus Bowser, 19.5 career sacks, has some familiarity with Anthony Weaver in Baltimore in 2021 and 2022. So I guess that makes sense. We haven't seen Mo Kamara this year, a power crowder. Chop Robinson, I would say, has had flashes. He's had some moments, but he's not producing the way that you would hope a first-round pick would produce through four games this season. I think that's fair. I don't think I'm being unfair to Chop Robinson.
But it's also the way they're utilizing him, too.
For sure.
He's not playing out there, you know, every down. Phillips and Agba have been in front of him, so he's going to get less snaps. Maybe now that, you know, Phillips is out for the year, we start to see more of him until Chubb comes back. Yeah. I would hope they would. I mean, at this point, you got to at least let him get in there and get the experience.
Well, you have no other options, right?
Right.
Oh, it's like you're saying, loss of options or not, it got to be Agba and Robinson now.
Yeah.
I have nobody else out there. I don't know if Robinson can stop the run. We talked about he's a smaller human being, but they didn't draft him to stop the run. They drafted him to get to the quarterback. So I hope he's on the field every third down, because that's why you took him in the first round.
Today, Odell Beckham Jr. spoke to the media. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the show, but he did have his first official padded practice in season with the Miami Dolphins. Yesterday, he was a full participant. But it was just a walkthrough yesterday. Today, the Dolphins had practice, and he did participate. We'll get the Dolphins injury report coming up a little bit later. Let's do headlines here with Josh Appel. Still a lot to get to this hour. We will do 15 minutes of game day uncensored. We'll dive into Tua Tagovailoa, what the Dolphins should do if the record is not what we all hope it's going to be, but at this point, kind of looking likely. When he returns week 8, or if he returns week 8, we'll get to that in the next segment. Headlines with Josh Appel.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Solana just mentioned Tyus Bowser signed off the Seahawks practice squad. Jalen Phillips on IR. Odell practiced for the first time in pads today. Spoke to the media as well. Dolphins in New England on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Revenge game for Jacoby Brissett against the Dolphins on Sunday. Inter Miami, they won the Supporter Shield.
Is there a revenge game? Does Jacoby Brissett have any bad feelings about how things ended in Miami? I mean,
it's always a revenge game when you face your former team.
All right.
So. Man, Jacoby's happy to be getting paid, man. Jacoby's not worried about the Dolphins.
Yeah, he had a great year. He left the Dolphins, went to go play in Cleveland, had probably the best year of his career, filling in for Deshaun Watson while he was suspended. Then Deshaun got hurt, and he kept playing. Deshaun was out that entire year, so Jacoby played. Now he's starting again in New England.
Yeah, Jacoby is what he is. He is a serviceable guy who can play quarterback in regular season games. And you'll be kind of in games, but big picture, probably not. He's there until Drake May is ready, and that's the perfect role for him.
Bingo.
Thursday night football, I think I already brought up Inter-Miami, but just to go back to that, they won the Supporter Shield last night, 3-2 in Columbus, on pace to break the points record of 73. Sasha Kljestan, one of the Apple MLS talking heads, just said basically, you're nuts if you're voting for Messi for MVP, just to go back to our conversation earlier. Thursday night football tonight, Falcons and the Bucks in Atlanta, 8:15. You can hear the game right here on WQAM, Westwood One's coverage. Falcons, 2-point favorites at home. I think we're all decided that we're on the Bucks. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm debating whether or not to take the under. Thursday night unders are usually do well.
So. What is it?
Let me see. Let me look it up. I'll look it up.
Oh, look it up, because hey, these unders been killing me, Appel. Oh. I had the under in the Dolphin game, and then this damn Tennessee wants you to score a touchdown late just to kick them in the
looked good for a while.
It was looking great until, Mason Rudolph, take it easy, big man.
You call six going into the fourth quarter. You're like, all right, we're cooking with gas here.
Crowder got screwed.
Coals are hot.
Crowder got screwed. Like, anybody who bet the under got screwed in that, because somehow – an onside kick after a safety, if you don't put it in the landing zone. Like, I don't even understand what we're doing with the landing zone. I don't work in a control tower at an airport. Like, I don't know why I have to know where the landing zone is for a football game. But if it doesn't land there, somehow the other team gets the ball at the Dolphins' 15-yard line. I just don't understand it. And
it's a 15-yard penalty, and because they kicked it off from the 20, it's or wherever they kicked it off from, it's half the distance to the goal. That's why it moved where it was. The rule is so convoluted, and I would imagine they're going to revisit all that in the offseason.
It's a stupid
rule. By the way, the total is 44 tonight.
Yeah, 44.
Hate it.
So under? You're going under?
I think I'm going under.
Yes, I'm going under again.
I think I'm going under.
I under the 36. Hell, I might as well under a 44.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday nights.
Bijan Robinson. What do you think is over under set out for rushing yards tonight?
43.5.
Higher. 58.
60.5.
Wow, because he hadn't been putting up a lot of yards. That's why I figured it was going to be lower.
I got his over a couple weeks ago. I think they lost that game. The close game they lost, but I got his over. Was that the Lions game or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, he went over the Lions game.
What about Baker Mayfield tonight? Rushing yards. What do you think the over-under is set at?
6.5.
Oh, 11.
11.5.
I'm way off. Wow.
Hey, no, it's not I'm good at this. It's just that I get beat a lot, Josh. So,
hey, right there with you, brother.
Yeah, me and Hard Rock Bet, they love me. I'm their favorite. I'm their favorite participant. Hard Rock Bet loves my little entries.
I'll give you a good one. I'll give you one that I think we all would know. Kirk Cousins rushing yards. What's it set up for tonight?
Oh, it's got to be over a half.
It is. Kirk Cousins over under is a half point, half yard.
I'm gonna go over.
You think?
He falls forward or trips up and stumbles something. A half?
Let me see what do you think his rushing stats are for this season?
I don't think he has a single rushing yard this season. That's my
zero.
Guess.
Yeah, I'm with Josh. Zero rushing yards this season.
This season, Kirk Cousins has -2 rushing yards on the season.
It's somehow worse.
I think I'm going to lean away from this. What's Bijan's again? I'm going to lean another way.
What else do you have, Appel?
Panthers beat the Lightning 2-1 in OT last night. They made some moves to trim down the roster a bit.
Yeah, Appel. Look, Panther season is coming up. You are kind of like our Panthers expert, unless we're texting George Richards, which has become one of my things to most look forward to this season. But
love George.
Yeah. Is there any reason to think the Panthers will take a step back? I'm not saying, hey, are they going to go win the Stanley Cup again? I know it's incredibly hard. But is there any reason to think that there will be a regression this year to the Panthers? Because from everything we talked about after they won the Stanley Cup and free agency period opened – it seemed like their core remained intact. I know they lost a couple guys, right? Like Lamborghini. There are a couple pieces that they lost, some fan favorites as well. But it seems like they paid their core.
Right. If you look at the top nine, the only guy they're replacing is Vladimir Tarasenko. And it'll either be one of the Boquists who they brought in, or it will be Mackie Samuskevich whenever he gets healthy. He was a first-round pick a few years ago. They replaced the entire fourth line, so that's going to be new. They don't have Brandon Montour anymore. They don't have Oliver Ekman-Larsson anymore, so there are a couple of new faces in the defense pairings, But Bob is back. Spencer Knight has looked good in the preseason as Bob's backup. I think if they stay healthy, they're a top one or two team in their division again. The one concern I have, and I know our good friend Paul Maurice, I don't know if he's our good friend, but I consider him a good friend now at this point. He said after their conditioning test at the start of training camp that they are in even better shape, according to their testing, this camp than they were coming in last year. And that kind of helped alleviate some of my concern that maybe because they've had back-to-back really short summers, that maybe it'll be tough out of the gate for them. But I don't see too big of a slip-up, barring injury, from this team this year. The core is still here. They all love playing here, obviously. I think they thrive now off of being the team that's getting chased. So I think they'll be okay.
Okposo.
Went out on top, lifted the cup over his head and retired.
Yeah, he retired, right?
Yeah.
He's black.
Yep.
Yes.
He is.
Confirmed.
Yep.
All right, there's your Panthers season preview right here on the Hockman and Crowder show. What else do you have, Appel?
They open the season on Tuesday. It's banner night. They get their rings on Monday.
Any thoughts on Matthew Tkachuk Crowder?
Yeah, his brother's big as hell.
Yep. That is.
We got the little true. We got the brother that wasn't eating the groceries.
I thought you were just going to say he's white.
Well, if you want me to evaluate, he is white. He's 100% white.
Major League Baseball playoffs. We've got three of the four divisional series.
I gotta ask him to go to the elbow room.
Hey, listen, that dude runs elbow room.
I know, I've heard. And now since the whole, I go down to Fort Lauderdale Beach, and then yeah, people are talking about it. Yeah, and they look at me funny in the old elbow room.
Mm. How come?
I don't look like Matthew Tkachuk.
Ah.
They say, hey, delivery's in the back. I said, deliveries? I just want a beer.
By the way, this is just on elbow room. We've fallen into a rabbit hole, like a few friends of mine and I before, on YouTube of finding elbow room like fights that are on there, because they have a 24/7 webcam streams to YouTube, and every now and again there are some real lookers in there. Anyways, MLB playoff update. Mets and Brewers tonight. That's to be determining the final NLDS matchup. The winner of that game, Milwaukee, will take on the Phillies. Padres, after they swept the Braves, they'll play the Dodgers. That's going to be a phenomenal series out west. Royals swept the Orioles, and they'll play the Yankees in the ALDS and the other divisional series in the AL. After the Tigers, who have had a Panthers-type run from a couple years ago in the second half of the season. They beat the Astros in two games in Houston, and they play against Cleveland in the other ALDS series. That begins on Saturday. Canes are at Cal 10:30 on Saturday night. FSU and Clemson at 7 o'clock. Clemson's actually looked a lot better over the last few weeks. And then UF versus UCF. Crowder, I need the Gators to come through here. I really need the Gators to come through here.
What was it? UCF's a 3-point favorite,
I'll make
Crowder?
A call.
UCF's,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 3-point favorite in Gainesville. This is sad. UCF is favorite in Gainesville. We'll see. They beat Mississippi State, but yeah, I'm not. Now I'm on. You heard I'm a honorary member of the Canes this season.
Of course.
Yes.
Because I saw how you looked at Gino earlier.
Yeah, I called him and texted him late at night.
Yeah, some profanities I hear too.
Hey Gino. Hey Chan.
you have weather, Appel?
I do have weather, and it's going to be the same type of thorough weather report that we've gotten each of the last 2 hours. Your weather sponsored by Nesbitt & Dover Law Firm, your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7, 866-954. More. The sun's going to set in a couple hours. It's still hot. It's still humid. And it's still Florida late September, early October. That's your weather.
We'll do 15 minutes of game day uncensored next. The Dolphins injury report and the Patriots injury report just released. I'll have that for you coming up after this break. It's Crowder, it's Appel, Solana, Jimmy. We take you up until 6 p.m. Right here on Hockman and Crowder.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I just got an insufficient funds text. I might not be able to buy no beer tonight.
Hock and Crowder.
We'll do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored right now. I do want to remind you that WQAM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support our Florida neighbors. If you can, please stop by the shops at Pembroke Pines Gardens, or Pembroke Gardens today, rather, and make a donation that includes generators, solar-powered lights, canned foods, baby diapers, anything that can help out the relief efforts. For more on what you can donate, go to WQAM.com. Everyone at WQAM really thanks you for your support, including Crowder, myself, Hawk, who's not here today, Josh Appel, and Jimmy. Let's do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Here's a Dolphins injury report for today, fellas. It was just released. We know Jalen Phillips, he has been moved to the IR. I'm going to start with the good news. Okay, here we go. Tron Armstead, he was limited yesterday in the walkthrough. Today, full practice for Tron Armstead.
That's good.
Odell Beckham Jr., we found out, he spoke to the media today. He said Mike McDaniel will let him know if he's going to end up playing or not. He'll have the final say. Odell Beckham Jr., full participant yesterday. Today, full participant again.
That's the sexy positive. But yeah. I don't know, Josh. Hawks on this. Odell Beckham, three-finger catch, New York Odell. I don't know if we still have that at all.
No, but when he was healthy in Baltimore, he was pretty productive. And for what the Dolphins, when they signed him, they needed a third guy.
Yeah,
he provides that. Like, he's not going to be someone who's relied upon as the go-to target. He's just someone who could take some pressure off Tyreek and Waddle. And obviously, with the injuries to guys like Craycraft and Malik Washington, who they were really excited about after the preseason, you know, they've been running out Grant DeBose and D. Eskridge and Robbie Chosen. And, you know, Braxton Berrios, who's primarily a return guy, is like the third receiver. It's not working. So the sooner that Odell Beckham gets back, at the very least, it'll give him a little more size at the position, too.
Yeah. You need to shop at Whole Foods, get some natural food or something. Everybody gets hurt.
Some organic stuff, man.
Was that not the knock on how Greer put this team together the last 3 years? You're relying on a lot of guys who, when they're healthy, are really good. But a lot of them get hurt a lot, and they have trouble staying on the field. Happened at the end of last season. It's happening again this season. And it's the guys that we were kind of warned about that this was an issue with.
Armstead is his whole career.
Yeah. And I mean, they knew that coming in. He's great when he plays, but he never plays.
And then didn't we sign Bradley Chubb injured?
Right. Well, we traded for him with the Broncos, and we knew, like, he had injury concerns. We knew that.
He had a major knee injury prior to us.
I was going
to
say, I just remember when we traded for him, he was already talking about coming back from injury or something. I was an injury guy. Like, I've came to that conclusion at 40. Like, I was an injury guy too, but you can't base your roster around that.
But I think the bigger frustration is not, I mean, yes, people are frustrated now, right? We're all playing the result, and it's easy to take the stance that we all are, crushing Greer for paying guys who get injured, or building a roster around a lot of your top talent who tends to get injured or has injury history. I think the more frustrating part is that they didn't plan accordingly and draft the right guys who would be able to step in and contribute immediately, or sign guys who would be able to contribute if your top guys went out. It starts with Tua Tagovailoa. We all know everybody feels like they should have had a better backup plan if Tua went down. It also goes to Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb this year. It goes to the cornerbacks. It goes to everybody.
Jordan Poyer.
Right. Jordan Poyer. Right. I mean, everybody.
Yeah. I mean, and I think the most damning thing, you know, you talk about playing the result, but questioning the skill of the offensive line and the quality of the offensive line is just something that people in Dolphins media, Dolphins fans, have been doing since even before Channing played for the team. And Chris Greer, like, I can't get the quote out of my head of him essentially laughing in the face of the media who ask him about offensive line concerns. And then to see this kind of performance the first four games, it's pretty damning. Like, I... I think Liam Eichenberg, if Liam Eichenberg is your swing offensive lineman who you bring off the bench when somebody gets hurt, I think that that's a fine role for him. What's not a fine role is, what is this, year three for Liam Eichenberg?
Yeah.
Like, we're still doing the Liam Eichenberg thing. Like, it's enough.
But it's everything, right? Because they drafted Austin Jackson to be their left tackle. He couldn't. He was a project. Okay, he's right tackle. They drafted Liam Eichenberg. No, he has, but he's not playing the position they drafted him for. They drafted Liam Eichenberg, same thing. Well, he can't play on the outside, so let's just find a spot for him. Okay, we'll put him in the middle. But your two best tackles, Tron Armstead and Austin Jackson, are hurt. So Austin Jackson had to leave the game the other day. Tron Armstead left the game the other day against Seattle. And all of a sudden, you literally can't run to the outside because your tackles aren't out there. And the guys on the interior outside of your center who's been okay, and Aaron Brewer, you can't rely on them, especially when they don't have the help on the outside.
I think people talk about Christian Wilkins and that being a huge loss for the Dolphins defense, and it was, but I think generally they're okay there. The bigger loss, and I don't know how many have talked about it, and not that they were going to spend this kind of money to keep him, but losing Robert Hunt on the offensive line, you want to talk about swinging, pulling guards and getting outside. That dude is an athlete. Did you see the block he had? I think it was the Bengal game, or maybe the week before.
A couple weeks ago.
Michael Ower blindsided a guy basically into the bench, like 15, 20 yards downfield. The guy is an animal, and he was out of their price range of what they could afford. But his absence on this offensive line, they lose some of that snarl, they lose some of that toughness, they lose some of that athleticism. The dude can play, and he's not here anymore. I think that's a bigger loss than people are making it out.
Hey, are they not addressing these problems? If we knew Tron Armstead is not going to play 16 games and 17 games now with the change, but it was Austin Jackson was supposed to be that guy. He couldn't even play that side of the ball. Now we have Patrick Paul. He went in the game a couple weeks ago, and everybody panicked. He hadn't played a snap all year. Then you have a Robert Hunt. So think about it. Austin Jackson and Patrick Paul, you have a Robert Hunt. You hit a home run on a guard, but you can't keep around financially because you have the other guys there. As we're speaking right now, this is a Chris Greer issue.
Because
you have a great player you can't keep. You have other guys that are supposed to be able to play that can't even play, and that's a problem with the offensive line. Josh, we had this conversation a couple weeks ago. I don't think you were on at the time because you're always on with us. But, like, the two guys that I could say were solid Dolphin offensive linemen, we text now about business proposals. Mike Pouncey and Vernon Carey.
Give some respect to Jake Long and Tim Ruddy.
Tim Ruddy. Just give it, Jake. Boy, Jake Long grabbed me one time, and he picked me up with one hand and dumped me on the back of my neck. Jake was so strong. Before he got hurt, Jake Long was about to be Jonathan Ogden.
Yeah.
But just think about that. Like, talking about solid Dolphin offensive line. You're talking about historic, like, going back. Name me somebody other than Mike Pouncey or Vernon Carey that were here for 8, 10, 11 years that really was holding down the offensive line. I'm waiting for names. Jake Grove?
He was like a year or two. Remember Justin Smiley?
Justin Smiley? That was the 08. That was the Wildcat. Yeah. All my boys. I know those guys. There's a Richie. Are we talking about Richie Incognito right now? Like, come on, man. We've had some questionable O-line for a long time.
I think that to answer your question, Crowder, correct me if I'm wrong, guys, but like, they ran it back with the same group except for Patrick Paul on the offensive line. It's still Kendall Lamb. It's still Robert Jones.
Yep.
Isaiah Wynn when he comes back. I mean, Aaron Brewer, obviously they had to replace Connor Williams.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's not good enough. Like, the plan can't be to go into another season with Liam Eichenberg penciled in as a starter. Like, that's unacceptable. It really is. Well, and you look at a team like the Chiefs who had to pay Mahomes, they had to pay other guys. That defense was a bunch of no-name guys, and they were able to find him and plug him in, and the Dolphins haven't been able to do that.
And the most frustrating part about the Chris Greer comment, because he could have approached that differently. There was Tobin and I were laughing about this on Game Day Uncensored. There was literally no reason for him to say what he did. You know what I mean? Like, he could have just taken the route that they always take, which is, hey, we have faith in this group. We feel like this group can, you know, continue to get better, which is what every GM would say about every position group, and you wouldn't have thought anything of it, right? It's just, but for whatever reason, he decided to, like, scoff at the media and scoff at the fan base. And he gave us that material for no reason. Like, he didn't have to do that, but he did.
You guys are way more worried about it than we are. Right. Oh, just, okay. I mean, what are we doing?
Okay. All right. Just to round out the
problem's not a problem till it's a problem to some people.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because it's been a problem for years.
It's called foresight.
And you know,
let's look ahead a little bit.
You guys introduced the topic earlier just about, you know, whether it's McDaniel, whether it's Tua, but like a lot of last year's success and what masked some of the issues on the offensive line were just how the system works with Tua and how quickly he gets rid of it. They were not a drop back. Tua's going to sit there, pat the ball and go through. It was ball snapped, play action, ball snapped, balls out. Like, mm-hmm. That's how the offense was. There were very few, you know, five-step drops where Tua is just standing back there. That's just not how they – so it masked a lot of their pass-blocking issues up front. So,
no, every game last year, you watch it on TV, there's a stat. Tua's release was the fastest in the NFL.
Yeah.
2.3 seconds, 2.8 seconds. Like, they would put it up and say he has the fastest release in the NFL. Obviously, it was working with the number three scoring, number one, you know, total, you know, yards per game. Like, it was working with Tua. I saw the last two games that Skylar Thompson, Tim Boyle, and Snoop Huntley cannot get rid of the ball that fast, and then they give up safeties in the fourth quarter because of it in the end zone. It's a flawed system with people that can't play in it.
Yeah, it really is. Let me finish up this injury report. We'll wrap up Game Day Uncensored. When we come back for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, we'll talk more about the Miami Dolphins and what the consensus is outside of South Florida about their issues. And it's pretty clear, hey, McDaniel needs Tua. But let me wrap this up really quickly because there's some more good news. Cam Smith, another full practice today for him. And Jeff Wilson Jr., who got hurt in warmups on Monday Night Football versus Tennessee, had to miss the game. He also had a full day of practice. Jordan Poyer, DNP. So that's not looking good. Braxton Berrios, David Long Jr., Raheem Mostert, Emmanuel Ogba, Duke Riley, Skyler, Malik Washington, all of them were limited in practice today. So that is your Dolphins injury report. As for the Patriots, by the way, David Andrews, their center, Kyle Duggar, safety, KJ Osborne, wide receiver, and Caden Wallace, a tackle. None of them participated yesterday. None of them participated today. Their injury report, believe it or not, longer than the Miami Dolphins. So hard times in New England.
They're going to run the ball 45 times on Sunday.
Yep. Ramondre Stevenson is literally going to get 50 carries in that game.
Watch this.
It's going to be Antonio Gibson because Ramondre has fumbled the ball at least once in every game this year. And that I think they benched him in their last game, and Antonio Gibson started to get most of the carries. We might see a lot more Antonio Gibson than Stevenson because of those fumble issues.
If I change my fantasy team with Antonio Gibson and he doesn't get the ball, Josh, me and you have to wrestle.
Yeah, because I also have Ramondre Stevenson, and I was about to go pick up, what's his name, Antonio Gibson?
Yeah.
All right.
Former Washington Commander?
Yeah. All right, that's on Appel, ladies and gentlemen. You pick that dude up on your fantasy team, and he gives you a big donut, you know who to tweet at Josh Appel. All right, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up. We will continue to talk about the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk some Canes. We'll preview UM versus Cal as well. Still more to get to. Remember, Hawk will be back tomorrow for our Football Friday.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.